Welcome back to Farm Talk. This is Farm Director Eric Johnson. Looking at the radar today, again, some rain out there. We're going to be getting some rain in our southeastern area of North Dakota, but right now Central Park, kind of Bismarck South, and then a bunch of South Dakota and a little bit of Minnesota starting to pick up some rain. Nothing severe at this time, just some nice to medium gentle rain so far. And we hope it stays that way. Mother Nature has had kind of a trick lately of, well, you're going to get a quarter of an inch or half an inch and then dumps three. So I'm not sure anybody needs 3 inches of rain right now. But according to Mixed Forecast, that is possible over the next couple of days. All right, we're going to check in with a friend of the program, Levi Otis, with Ellingson. But your title list keeps growing, Levi. Every time I talk to you, you're Midwest Council on Agriculture.
You got to learn to say no.
You got to say no. Yeah. I did not know. Okay, first of all, I have to chide you. I didn't realize you were out at Big Iron for 3 days. You're like, yeah, I'm out at Big Iron. He's like, did I get a hello? I went by your booth to see if you were there, and you must have been out at the moment. But you were perusing around, and you had some thoughts on Big Iron. I thought it was a great show this year.
Yeah, I did too. I was a little surprised, actually, with the economy and the way people kind of had been talking. But I was happy still people made the trek. And you know, Wednesday may have been one of the Big Irons I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't know if that had anything to do with the concert or knowing that the weather was going to be great. It just seemed really, really packed.
Yeah. A so few of the shows.
It was fun to see.
It was great to see. Kudos to Cody Cashman and his crew for putting that together, because the last couple of years, nothing, no offense or anything, but it's just been down a little bit, and you start to wonder because some of the egg shows are faltering a little bit, but you can't say that about Big Iron this year. It was one of the best in a long time. One of the things that I did not know is that Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, there's three on there. Chamber, they've got an agribusiness committee. I didn't realize you're the chairman of that committee. How new is that agribusiness committee?
Well, it actually started several years ago before Craig Whitney passed away. I think the first chair was actually Brian Inglesford from American Crystal, and then I know Nancy Johnson did a stint, and I'll probably forget somebody and get in trouble, but yeah, I just rotated my turn, it's been awesome. I appreciate the chamber, especially with Shannon Full and her staff now, that recognize the impact that Fargo-Moorhead community actually has on and receives with agriculture. You know, it's probably anywhere from 25 to 30-some percent of Fargo's business economy. You know, there's a lot of big companies in Cass County like ourselves, RDO, Titan, John Deere's got their corporate stuff here. Mm-hmm. You've got Bobcat. I mean, we could talk all afternoon about huge agribusinesses that operate out of this neck of the woods. And I'm happy with the way the chamber continues to promote agriculture and assist us in lobbying on the behalf of our companies and our customers.
Well, one of the things that they're continuing to try and grow is animal agriculture in the state of North Dakota. That's been an ongoing effort for the last couple of years. I know the legislature is trying to do some things to make it more user-friendly in the state. You guys, as like the Fargo Chamber's Agribusiness Committee, you guys had a panel discussion recently. I believe that was at Big Iron. What did you guys talk about on that panel discussion?
Yeah, it was awesome. We had we had a group from that does not so much on the lobbying side, but more of the council side talking about beef. And then we had Riverview Dairy out there, Brady, and then Bill Price, I'm sure another person that you might know, talking about beef and just the impact and what we need to do to improve animal ag. Now we've loosened some of the corporate farming laws around animal agriculture so that we can bring more animals, and animals eat feed, obviously, corn, soybeans, etc. And that reduces the amount that we need to send out of the state, lowers basis, and just creates more outlets for our farmers, not here in just the valley, but across the state. in western Minnesota.
Did they give any kind of update review, Dairy, on the operations that they're trying to build? They're trying to build a couple of big operations. One of them I know near Abercrombie, which would be, what, 12, 13,000 cow operation. But I have not heard an update recently because there's another faction, I believe, trying to fight against that. But did they give any kind of update where that's at?
Yeah, everything seems to be moving along as normal, and you're right, usually there's always somebody that has to complain about, you know, not in my backyard, or an environmental group that doesn't like animal agriculture. So when I say as normal, we're used to it in our world of agriculture, of having to fight frivolous things and fight things maybe that are not factual, and you just take a deep breath and keep clipping along. So as indicated to the rest of our group, things are moving along as expected, and he was just happy to answer anybody's questions out there, and I thought Brady did an excellent job of doing that. So
hopefully, did they give it any time frame, or is that still to be determined yet? And when we might...
You know, if he did, I probably missed it.
Okay, that's all right.
So I better not say they're going to be done by November 1st to make some neighbors mad or anything.
No, okay. Well, we can reach out to them, too. It's just been something that I think folks have been waiting for, and obviously we want to continue to develop agriculture and the cattle industry. That's what the whole premise was for the last couple of years, and we're not doing something that other states have been, and I've seen they've not blown themselves up. So Minnesota does just fine, and so does South Dakota. So hopefully we can keep moving that. Just kind of a last question. I don't know if you touched on everything, but obviously you're the chairman on that Agribusiness Committee. Why do you think it's important for? I'm kind of interested to hear why the Fargo Chamber, Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, they're all together, so you can't single out Fargo. But why would they be so interested? Is it just the businesses that are here in agriculture?
So the businesses that are here, right? Our employees live in Fargo, in this area, Clay and Cass County, and then, you know as well as I do, every time a farmer makes a buck, he's coming to town to spend it. And we want to continue that. And I think the other side of it politically is that what happened in Minneapolis and St. Paul is they forgot about agriculture. And Minnesota is one of the biggest ag states there is. And now you've got a large population that is uneducated on what happens on the family farm. And they dictate what those rules and regulations are. And they're regulating farms out of business. And that's the last thing that we want in North Dakota, and I think it's the last thing that the Fargo Chamber wants. And for them to come to the table and say, hey, we're going to stand up and be a voice for the farmers that maybe not live in town, but their children do, and their people like us where they buy their products from, yeah, are centered here. They're gonna stand by us and lobby on our behalf and stay educated, and then provide forums like they did at Big Iron so that people can come and ask questions about Riverview Dairy or cattle operations or hog farms. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you hit a home run and pack a room, and sometimes you only get 40 or 50 people, but they continue to push it and try it and provide access. So, again, kudos to them and standing up for agriculture, because they could be going the opposite way, and we certainly don't want that, as those of us who work in ag in North Dakota.
The other part, I just got a couple of minutes left, Levi, but I know we wanted to talk water issues. You've been following that quite extensively with your work with Ellingson, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife easement, any updates there? I know there's a trip going to Washington, or some folks going to Washington, D.C. There was also, I think, something recently for water issues in Bismarck. Anything we need to know?
Yeah, so in Bismarck on September 11th, there was a interim committee talking about water infrastructure and what we're planning, or what, as the state, what should we be looking ahead for economically? What does that mean, building out some of that infrastructure? I did not make that meeting. I did read a couple reports and talk to some folks, and everybody was really excited about where that interim committee is headed. U.S. Fish and Wildlife, there are some corn guys and maybe some soybean guys heading out to D.C. this week to specifically talk about wildlife easements and what we can do to manage them. Since 1985, you've never been able to legally drain a wetland. So if you have, you have to mitigate it. And trying to figure out why we're not managing wetlands that are under jurisdiction of USDA or NRCS like we are, or U.S. Fish and Wildlife wetlands, because it's the same, it's the same science and math, so why are they not being managed the same? So I know a lot of guys are going out there with those two groups to discuss that, setback issues. There's a, you know, U.S. Fish and Wildlife is a pretty hot topic, but I know Senator Kramer's got his staff working with a bunch of agency folks, really trying to repeal some of that red tape so that people have certainty about what's going on their property, whether they signed up the easements or not. So we'll be hearing some more from that before the end of the year, which is pretty exciting.
Okay.
And yeah, that's where we're, just seems like it's busy, quiet for a few weeks, and then busy again.
So. You need to say no once in a while. That's just like half the things you're involved in.
So.
We won't even get in the Midwest Council on Agriculture. We'll talk about that another day. But I'd just like to get some of these water easement issues like decided, because this has been dragging on forever, is it not? I mean, we've been talking about this for years.
60 years.
Oh, my gosh. Know. Okay. Well.
Mapping, all the things. Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. Levi Otis again. We know him from Ellingson. And then there's a long list. You got your own webpage now? You should start your own webpage.
Yeah, I should.
Here's where I am today. Where's Waldo? That's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, that's what my mom always texts me. What part of the country are you in today?
All right, very good. Well, Levi, in the end, you do great work. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate the update. And obviously, if something breaks on one of these topics, let me know and we'll get you on.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, my friend. Take care.
All right, thank you, sir. Levi Ellingson, always enjoy visiting with him. We got to take a break. We got to check markets coming up next on Farm Talk.